Passes unanimously. Miscellaneous. Staff report. Christina.
I just wanted to give an update. I know in March I let you know that we started using the OGA to do all recruitments. And in that time, we've done 8 recruitments and have hired 5 new staff members. We can go well with that.
5 new what?
5 new staff members.
Staff members, okay.
And I couldn't hear. What did you start using?
NeoGov.
And we're doing our own recruitments now.
You're recruiting. Right on. Good
Starting
job.
In this past January, we haven't been using the county for recruitments anymore.
Good.
We're finding the process in some cases is shorter, and we're also getting more candidates applying.
Good.
The county would like to consider using the same.
Yeah.
The county, we're hiring a new HR director as we have been ever since I've been in office. So hopefully we will.
Hey, maybe the county should actually hire us to do their recruiting.
Oh, boy.
It's getting tough in here.
And we're actually doing some things as well to decrease the recruitment costs in placing ads and trying to be more effective. So I'd like to say thank you to Christina for that. She's been doing a phenomenal job.
Henry.
I'm taking advantage of one of those recruitments. I'm looking for an accounting supervisor. So the word is out. I'm also going to be looking for an accountant to strengthen and beef up our operations. So we're going to be looking at some of those applications. Excited about that. We're scrubbing down and looking at our banking policies and our bank relationship with our bank because we're going to be much more active in investments. Just making sure that we're getting the best value for our money there.
Tim.
To report.
Okay. Karen.
No report.
Tim.
Hi. Thank you, President.
Okay, outside professionals. Harvey.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry again. I always say Gail best for last. And
oh, you're trying to butter me up.
Yeah. That's my exactly story, and I'm sure.
I did want to mention, to follow on to Christina's comment, that we do have 3 new hires that started this week. We have a new office specialist, so you'll see a new face in the front, as well as a member services supervisor and a member services technician. Okay. Next week, we have a compliance business analyst. I get that messed up all the time. Starting to help our compliance officer out. So
good.
That's great news. Just a reminder, after the August 24th board meeting, the next morning meeting, we will be having an audit committee meeting, which we'll have a full agenda of that. So
it's on the 24th.
After the meeting.
After the scheduled meeting for the board as a whole. So the next one. Okay.
No.
Okay. Harvey.
No, thank you.
Okay. And trustees.
I actually have a question, because from here I'm going to LAFCO, where they're looking at fire MSRs and municipal service reviews, and one of the issues continues to be what our rate changes are going to do to affect their contribution rates. When are we going to have that information? I seem to recall it was in August that agencies are going to get some indication of what their contributions are going to be.
What their rates are going to be, you mean after? Well, Siegel's doing that. They're working on the actual evaluation.
Right. So when?
So we're hoping to have the valuation report back to the board in September.
Okay. So
and then it's shortly after that the contribution rate information goes over.
Okay. So probably September, October is when they'll get that actual.
Yeah.
Report. Okay. It just continues to come up.
Yeah, and we've been getting some inquiries on GASB 68 information. A couple of employers have asked, and that report will be released after the valuation report.
Okay.
That's not what I heard from Henry. Sorry.
It's exactly,
sorry.
It's exactly what you heard from him.
Back up. Roll over it again.
All right.
Sorry.
And the other trustees?
Yeah, me.
Go, Jerry.
We have on the date of death, there's one person that was October of 14. Why is that? And that's Laura Hill. Why is that, and has that person or a relative of that person been collecting the benefits since 14? Can somebody answer that for me?
Is it a typo?
I'd have to go back and see if there was a...
Okay.
We'll take a look at that
okay.
one.
Okay.
I'll take a look at that one.
Yeah, that's all. I just was wondering. And then the second thing, on a personal note, this has been a rough year for me. I've had four very close probation people that I worked with pass away, and I shared some of this with Gail earlier, and their widows have called me to ask, you know, what do I need to do? How do I need to do it? And it dawned on me on this last one. Two of them handled it wonderfully. They were able to go through it. I just said, call Cicera, get a, you know, a counselor and go through it. They handled it great. But I had two that were absolutely coming apart at the seams. And one is still, I mean, it's been over 2 weeks and she cries every day and calls me maybe every fourth day. And I think it would really be good, as I mentioned to you earlier, if we could develop a program in some way, a benefits program in some way, where one of our counselors, when somebody's having a hard time, could go to the residents and spend time with that person going through the paperwork so that it could make it easier for them to fill it out and get it back to us in a more timely fashion. Because it's at that time, it's hard for people, some people. Some people really have a hard time with it. And so in those cases, I think we need to do something to help them. And so I'm hoping that by mentioning it here that our staff will look at it and see if there's some way we might be able to do something about it down the road. That's all.
We can take a look at it.
Well, that's good for local people. You have people yeah. that are out of town, I mean.
Well, that's different.
I mean, you're going to have to deal with some.
I understand that.
I think that will create some risks that yeah. will have to be studied, too, in terms of workers' comp, people driving for their job, and mm-hmm. lots of other issues will enter into that.
You could see maybe contacting him with a letter just saying, come on down, we'll set up an appointment or something.
Well, that's an idea, I think. But, I mean, you know, us taking the initiative when somebody, they notify us to sit there and spend time on the phone with them. Okay, we're going to send you this. You should get it. When you get it, you call me back, and I'll sit there and go line with line to fill out the forms for them. That would help them. But I think, like, every time you got liability issues, you got employees
running
around.
It's like I said,
around.
I had the two of them was exactly like that. It was fine. They could work right through it. And I've got two of them that have.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying. It's
so
especially
when
they get
one
older.
That really has a hard time. I think we need to do something about that.
Is there a seniors advocacy nonprofit organization that we could partner with to help facilitate?
Possibly. I mean, that's something that I'll take a look at. I'll see. I think that there's a few different ways we could maybe accomplish.
ICAP does that for healthcare, but that's
your concern.
That's not. You know, yeah.
Does your retiree organization do any have any representatives
no, they don't.
Like that?
They haven't. No, yeah. That's a thing. I mean,
seemed
you know,
me
making
that
somebody
the logical,
in that.
Give them some training.
Okay. Any further trustee comments, input? Hearing none. Just move that we are adjourned.
Oh, so moved.
Oh, you were seconded.
There's lunch too. Oh, there is.